Everything that Abe knows, we can know too. There is no separation or division other than the ones we have placed upon us or allowed others to place upon us. The point now is that we need to unravel ourselves before we are able to truly go forward again in a balanced and rightful way. If we keep trying to push ahead, then it will be as if trudging through mud that is knee high. We are not only weighing ourselves down, but more importantly, we are forging ahead with a skewed sense of who we truly are. Furthermore, we may be attempting to create a future for us that is based on faulty thinking, narrowed perceptions, and incomplete understanding of our place within the bigger picture. We are being told now that what we have within us is much more expansive than what we are attaching to ourselves externally. The life experience has caused humanity to become fixated upon the physical constructs to the detriment of our innate intelligence that connects us to a reservoir of cosmic consciousness. This source consciousness is available to all people. It is this knowledge and understanding that has been lost to us. Primarily, it has been the distraction of the physical that has pulled us away from our innate knowing and contact. To understand how such communications operate, it is necessary to accept that all life is vibrational. All physical life is in vibrational communication, and in one form or another, in vibrational correlation. Vibrational correlation is another form of energetic interrelationality. Just because it is not visible to us does not deny its existence. Abe states that the unified field consciousness of the continuum is there to assist, but not to direct. It can be surmised that the source of self is wishing to assist in the correlation of energies, the communication between and with itself, but not to direct or interfere too strongly with the passage or life experience of the various manifestations. It is almost natural for us to consider other forms of conscious expression as intelligence. It is a word that many of us use, including myself, to refer to other forms of sentience. It is interesting to note that Abe states that the word intelligence has been anthropomorphized or overly personified from the human's perspective. I quote, "As the word intelligence, we would say that it is really being overhumanized. For intelligence is the way in which you collaborate and harmonize with your environment. It really is not something to gain, but to be relational to." End quote. Intelligence indicates the way of harmonization and collaboration. And importantly, it is not an attribute to be gained, but to be in relation to. Communication is the act of vibrational alignment. We can say that we are able to communicate with all that we are vibrationally aligned with. We can testify this from common sense. Have you ever tried to communicate with someone who is not on your wavelength? In most cases, we say that there was not a meeting of like minds, or that we were unable to see eye to eye. All in all, there is a disjunction that is often described in bodily terms. It is also a psychological situation, for alignment is generally blocked by the layers of our social conditioning. Our point of place expression, i.e., our physical body and mindset, has multiple layers of filters that most of the time are not known to us. When a person is entrenched in their personality, they are less likely to be in vibrational alignment with aspects of the non-visible realm, such as with energetic fields of consciousness. Each person is a vibrational signature. This signature that is unique to each person is formed from a combination of factors. Principally, it is a reflection of our state of openness and degree of conditioning filters. The less filters we have, the more aligned we can become. The more we fall into a natural state, free from our social personality, our social cultural beliefs, our opinions, and similar baggage that we have come to associate with our self, then the closer we are to an energetic state of vibrational receptivity.